This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
High noon! Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We haven't spent much time on the Patriots' victory yesterday, like the actual game itself. We can get into that, a few lingering thoughts, plus the Patriots and their playoff draw. On top of the matchup with the Chargers on Sunday, with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. But Keith, you were telling me there's just another update on Black Monday.
Yeah, this just into the news desk. The Arizona Cardinals have fired head coach Jonathan Gannon.
He gone!
Adam Schefter had that.
Gannon, completely deserved, by the way. He's had a bunch of weird media incidents this year and like awkward moments this year.
Almost like hit a player, didn't he?
Oh, that too. Sorry, I didn't remember that.
He did hit a player.
Yeah.
No, he didn't almost. I'm sorry. He hit a player.
But I guess I'm surprised in that yesterday when Schefter went through all the coaches, and remember, I just remember it specifically last year because we were all locked in on whether Mayo was back, and Schefter pretty much told you who was coming back and who wasn't, and he basically told you Mayo was out
right.
The Sunday before it even happened, before the game.
Yeah.
He was pretty adamant that Gannon was going to be back.
Guess not.
And,
so Gannon went 4-13 his first year, then he went 8-9, and then they just finished 3-14. So that was enough
right.
for Gannon.
So not only is he a bad coach, indeed. He's like
hitting players,
weird comments about Mike Vick with the media, a bunch of, you know.
Well, they'll probably start over again with another quarterback.
Vanilla play calling, yeah.
Oh, coach quarterback combo.
Kyler's out.
Oh, yeah.
They hire Kingsbury and then draft somebody.
But they went.
Bring Kingsbury back.
It was Wilkes and Rosen for that one year.
Yep.
And then it was Kingsbury Murray, and they made the playoffs one year.
Okay. Where do you think Kyler goes?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like Jets?
Professional gaming.
Call of Duty League. Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, Jets.
Kyler will go somewhere.
Kyler should
and
go
I'll,
somewhere.
I'll fall for it again. I'll be like, great.
Take the cheese.
Yeah. What about with O'Connell?
Yeah, I like Minnesota would be a good spot. Even if you're like, hey, JJ's, we're going to start with him. He's going to get hurt probably and then maybe go there. Yeah, he'll be one of those guys like on that cycle. Like he's better than Justin Fields, but he's not as good as like, I don't know, Rodgers or those guys that sort of jump teams, right?
Right. Where, I should know this. Where are they drafting? I'm trying to scroll for
Cardinals?
That real quick. Yeah.
Third.
They're third.
Yeah.
So they might not even get a quarterback there.
No.
You know, it's kind of, I think people feel like it's Mendoza and Moore at the top. Maybe another guy will emerge. They usually do. But
yeah.
You're third and you're starting over. Okay. Well, that's the latest anyway on Black Monday. We had
so
Raheem Morris
six
last night.
Six openings now.
Right. Two in season.
Yep.
Raheem Morris last night out with the Falcons. Stefanski this morning out with the Browns. During the show earlier today, Pete Carroll and now Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah. What else? Any more you think going to trickle out?
Well,
the Jets are sticking by Aaron Glenn. And are the Dolphins sticking with Mike McDaniel?
Sounds that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Although
kind of a surprise on both fronts.
Actually, I don't know if it sounds that way or not. I mean, Schefter said they're leaning towards McDaniel being safe, or he's safe, I forget. But aren't they all, they're the team that's bringing in Aikman, right, to, like, evaluate their whole thing top to bottom?
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, I got a meeting with the Bobs.
I think Aikman was, like, real critical of McDaniel in a game earlier this year.
Okay, so that's a good one.
Maybe he's not quite safe yet.
I mean, you look at the other spots, trying to think. Zachary Taylor, we already heard today.
Yeah, he's back.
He's keeping him. I mean, Pete Carroll is a one and done. I don't know if there could be any other one and done guys.
Well, Glenn should be.
Glenn should be, but yeah, he's not. Yeah.
That's probably it.
Interesting. Yeah, and I wonder what who the top candidates will end up emerge, who they will be. And
we were just talking about this off the air. Who? I don't feel like it's a real, like, hot,
like, coordinator
coaching,
like,
cycle.
Like, last year,
the Titans won, or talking to Matt Nagy. So yeah, then he's one of their first choices.
That's exactly what we're talking
Yikes.
About. That's horrible.
That's bad.
So, like, Flores would be a good hire, I think.
Flores
should be a good candidate.
That rumor of Brady wanting Flores and Daboll together, Flores head coach and defense and Daboll offense, makes a lot of sense. Those would be two guys that make sense. I think, honestly, Stefanski
would be
a top candidate, even though he just got let go.
I think Stefanski will be an attractive coaching candidate. Florio was saying, if the Packers fire LaFleur, which I guess I didn't realize was on the table.
Oh, that's the other thing. You got to look at some of these playoff teams
right.
and wonder.
Is McDermott totally safe? Is Tomlin totally safe? Florio said Tomlin has a TV job lined up if he wants it.
Yikes.
So he could like step down as opposed to getting fired. Like, I quit. You didn't fire me. I quit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to TV. Could LaFleur or McDermott or somebody like that get fired? But no, you're right. Stefanski, I think, will be, because there's a lack of candidates, attractive.
Yeah.
We've talked before about Mike McCarthy, who's just been sitting out. I bet McCarthy's going to get another job.
Mike McCarthy's not a bad one. All right, I'll ask it. Does Belichick get a sniff this time?
Sniff?
Even with some of those Josina Anderson reports
from
a few weeks back?
Sniff? Maybe.
A
job? No.
He should not. No. He should apparently just stay at North Carolina, although I'm surprised they're keeping him. It's just the investment. He does have Bobby Petrino on the staff now.
He does.
So they're cooking with gas. But, yeah, I don't think he goes. I don't know if there's any other college coach that would emerge from there, right, that would be an obvious guy. I guess you just look at some of the other coordinators too, right? Like, look, that's what happened last year with Detroit. They lost both their coordinators.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's like any crazy hot candidates there.
No, probably not.
You know, could you look to college football? I don't think Cignetti's going anywhere. Marcus Freeman is not going anywhere. So anyways, I mean, I don't know who the real attractive candidates are. Josh McDaniels probably would be one if he hadn't burned so many bridges. He'd probably be one. Oh, Thomas Brown, there was a report that he's going to get a lot of calls, which would be interesting if you lost him as your passing game coordinator or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But again, I wouldn't consider that like a who's who of
They're
hot
like
names on
the
coaching
the
carousel.
Either.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, I
got you. 617-779-7937. We have the answer, by the way, on who the Broncos have beaten this year.
Yes.
I saw this. You have it in front of you. I have it as well.
Yeah, I got all the quarterbacks they've faced. So
you have everybody,
down the wins.
You have everybody they've faced. Yeah, highlight who they've faced. Yeah.
All right, Cam Ward
who
beat
they beat.
Lost to Daniel Jones and Justin Herbert back to back.
Okay, those are two good quarterbacks.
That was back with Danny Dimes was lighting it up for the Colts.
Yep.
And then Herbert.
I'm sorry, two winning quarterbacks.
Yeah,
I should phrase that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They beat Jake Browning.
Nice.
Yeah. His girlfriend was probably wearing some outfit on Instagram.
Well, that part was nice. Yeah. I was unaware of her until yesterday. Yeah.
They beat Jalen Hurts.
Good win.
Won a Super Bowl.
Give him that.
They beat Justin Fields.
Nice.
And Jackson Dart.
Okay.
They did beat Dak Prescott.
Good win.
They beat a combination of C.J. Stroud and Davis Mills.
Okay, so they injured C.J. Stroud, and then they beat Davis Mills in his neck. Okay.
Yeah. Geno Smith.
Two times.
They beat Geno Smith a couple times. The second time they beat Geno Smith, they also got a good look at Kenny Pickett.
Good.
So there's that. They beat Patrick Mahomes.
So did a lot of teams, but
that's
true. That's a good quarterback they beat. Yep.
They beat Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
They beat Jordan Love.
In Toyotathon?
Oh, I think it was.
Nick is shaking his head.
Might have been.
I don't think so. I thought was it in November or December?
It was week 15.
You're the Toyotathon expert. Yeah.
That's why I'm asking for the month. I don't know what it is. Week 15 sounds like December, so I guess it was.
Then they also beat Chris Oladokun.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's what it looks like. And Trey Lance.
Okay.
Now, there are some names on there, though. It's not all scrubs.
Because it's a lot of scrubs.
There's some backups and some scrubs. There's no doubt.
Cam Ward, Jake Browning, Justin Fields, Davis Mills, Geno Smith, Kenny Pickett, Mariota, Oladokun, and Lance. That's more than half their schedule.
That's pretty bad. But then you're like,
they beat
Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
That's what I would sort of lean on if I was them. But then so the other loss in there, we mentioned Herbert and Jones. They also lost to Trevor Lawrence. So like, two playoff quarterbacks and another one that was like on his way to making the playoffs. So I don't know. Drake May is certainly a lot closer to, in fact, better than Herbert and Lawrence than he would be, say, Fields, Browning.
I'm okay playing this game, but Patriots fans, you got to decide. Do you want to play this game or do you not? Because you have one real win this year, and it's Buffalo, and it's a really good win. But you have one real win all year long. That's it. I'm sorry. Tampa and Carolina, they have losing records. And you lost to Pittsburgh, who's a 10-win team. You didn't beat that team. You lost to the Raiders this year. So, like, if you want to do that with Denver, and I'm fine doing it, I think it's fair to do it.
They have more real wins, though.
They definitely
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you have to look at what's going on with you. You either going to play the schedule game or not, and you got to go through and look at it, or you don't. It's either the wins or the wins, and it doesn't matter who you play, and you can't help your schedule, or we're nitpicking all these things. And if you want to do it to Denver, you got to do it to the Pats, too. And guess what? If you beat the Chargers on Sunday, and I think you will, Vegas thinks you will. If you do, then all of this goes away and you don't have to hear about the schedule anymore. Because, Keith, we asked this earlier today.
Uh-huh.
Is this year a success?
Yeah.
My answer would be yes.
In a word, yes.
No matter what they do on Sunday, they won 14 games. I can't possibly call it a failure. So it's a success. But the whole offseason, who you played, who you didn't play, the easy schedule, the one win against the team with a winning record, that's going to follow you around, and that's going to be a constant conversation all offseason long. And you won't be able to outrun it if you lose this game.
Mm.
And the Patriots will be looked at as fraudulent, successful frauds,
yeah,
but fraudulent. If you win the game, it all evaporates and it all goes away and you won't have to hear about the schedule anymore.
I feel like, you know, the way the Patriots have been viewed this season, there's really two sides of it, right? And we've been, you know, obviously locally there's going to be more of the, hey, this is a really good team. It's not everybody saying that, but there's more of that. And then nationally, there's a lot more finger-pointing, and it's come up in the MVP discussion, but it's also just come up in, like, Super Bowl contenders and this, that, and everything else. So there is their schedule is soft, they beat all these teams, but they're not that good. Versus, no, this is a good team. They happen to play the teams that they play, but give them some real games, and they'll win those ones too. That's why there's so much on the line on Sunday, because basically half of the people watching the Patriots are going to be proven right. The other half, in a way, are going to be proven wrong.
Sure.
And now it comes down to one game. Maybe that's unfair. But Sunday night at home, you are 3.5-point favorites against the team that I think is exactly who you would want to face out of the wild card teams.
I agree. It's a good draw.
It's great. If they lost to Josh Allen head-to-head, again, they beat him once. They lost him once. If they lost to him a third time, tough, close game, you're like, hey, with no Mahomes, Burrow, and Lamar, that is the best quarterback by far remaining in the AFC playoffs. And if you lose to him, okay, frustrating, right, that you went 14 wins and you lost at home, but not nearly as frustrating if you lose to Justin Herbert, who's never won a playoff game. So that's why I think, like, expectations are allowed to change a little bit, but, like, a simple yes or no, was it a good season? Like, yeah, obviously it was
a
good season.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
how I feel.
Games.
And I don't want to let them off the hook and say it's all gravy
yeah.
Like, the playoff game doesn't matter. It matters.
Yeah, it's not like a house money thing, but it's like they had a good year, or a great year. They had a great year.
It's like the Red Sox to me. The Red Sox were successful last year. It was a bad finish and a disappointing finish, and it sucks that they were up 1-0 against the Yankees, and if their third base coach knew how to wave somebody home properly, you know, they'd be all set, and they would have been on to the next round, and it definitely would have been an unquestionable success. There's more gray area nuance there, but I'd say, yeah, successful year. The Patriots will have a successful year, but there will be a lot of questions about were they actually good,
yeah,
or were they a product of the schedule, and who they didn't face, and next year's going to be a much more difficult schedule. That won't go away if they lose on Sunday. And fortunately for them, I don't think they're losing on Sunday.
You know what it's kind of like a little bit is the Celtics. Like,
yes,
the way the Celtics have gone this season, they're better than expected. You and I were like, hey, they should be like the 6th seed. Well, now they're the 3. We'll see where it ends. And then so
they have the best scoring differential in the East right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you said at the beginning of the year they lose in the first round, but they avoid the play-in, you're like, yeah, they probably maximize what they are. But now, let's say they get into the playoffs as the 3 seed, have home court advantage, and they play, you know, Orlando or Miami, you're not going to say, well, they don't need to win that one.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be pretty disappointed if they lost that
and
series.
And also, is Tatum back? Not to add a big wild card. If Tatum's back, then that might be a disappointing year.
True.
I mean, certainly disappointing. It might,
yeah,
that might border more on failure.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it is a successful year. There will be a but attached to it if they lose this game against the Chargers. But I'm with you, Keith. It is a good draw. And I think if you want to take a step further back, if the Jaguars beat Buffalo, they may not. But if the Jaguars beat Buffalo, it's Chargers, Jacksonville, and then at Denver. I think that's a pretty good draw. I mean,
yeah,
the teams that I really don't want to face, I wouldn't I didn't want Buffalo. Like, I didn't want the things to shake out yesterday where you got the Bills instead of the Chargers. I didn't want the Texans. And I would continue to not want either of those teams.
But
so
you
I think
won't play Buffalo in the second round. Like, the only time you can play Buffalo is in the AFC Championship game, right? They still reseed, correct?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, no, you're right.
So they're the
can't,
so
they can't face Buffalo. If Buffalo wins, they go to Denver. Good call.
So, and then they can eliminate themselves. So you even could go one step further, and you could play Pittsburgh. Let's say Pittsburgh beats Houston. Not out of the realm. I know Houston's favored, but Pittsburgh wins that game. Buffalo wins their game. Your second game is against the corpse of Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
So,
who, in fairness, already beat you this year.
But it seems like a lifetime ago, Jones.
It does.
It was a long, long time ago.
So you guys can jump in on all this. 617-779-7937. Is it a successful year no matter what happens on Sunday night? Begrudgingly, I'll say, yeah. But again, there will be strings attached to it if you lose. And how do you feel about their postseason draw? Let's get into the schedule, the phone calls here, rather. Kurt in Tampa wants to talk about the schedule. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, how's it going? Now, I don't think that we had not an easy. Let me rephrase that. Our schedule was mediocre.
It was an easy schedule. Let's just be real. It was an easy schedule. It's not the Patriots' fault, but it was.
Yeah. Well, I have some what if scenarios. If some teams had beaten the Patriots and their records, so we have Miami. If they beat them twice, they would have been a 9-8 team.
Kurt, can I just ask, hang on. Did you text this? Because I know where this is going. Did you text the show about this?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so inform our listeners, but I'm aware of what you're about to say. Yeah, go for it.
Gotcha. All right, so the Miami would be 9-8. The Bills, if the Bills beat them twice, they would have been AFC champs, or AFC East champs. Atlanta, if Atlanta beat them, they would have been NFC South champs. Same as Tampa, 9-8 team, NFC South champs. Carolina, NFC South champs.
Well, they can't all be Baltimore NFC South too. Champs. Only one of them can be NFC South champs.
Well, I mean, if they beat the Patriots, you know, in their game, they would have been NFC South champs. So we denied all of them for being NFC South champs. And then you get last night, you know, Baltimore makes that kick. They're the AFC North champions.
Okay. Yeah, no, look, I got you, Kurt.
They didn't make the kick. What are you talking about?
I feel like
if they beat the Patriots and if they beat the Steelers, they didn't do either one of those things.
I feel like
I love a what if, but we usually save it for Wednesday.
Yeah,
what
if Wednesday?
But that's wild. Like that is like twisting yourself into a pretzel the way Orlovsky is also, with Stafford, being like, well, how many touchdown passes against 11 win teams? Like, you're making stuff up.
Yeah.
So if they had lost to every team that they had played, they would have been 0-17, first of all.
Yeah.
And maybe we'd be looking for a new coach.
Right.
They'd be 0-17 if they lost all those games. You could do that with probably every team.
Yeah.
Make the Broncos lose 14 games. Divvy out those wins. What are those teams?
Devon Achane didn't step out of bounds, you lose that game in week two, right? You know, if the Bills don't turn it over a million times in the first matchup, you're swept by them. You know, if Atlanta makes an extra point, you go to overtime, you might lose that. Like, I can play that game all day long with the Patriots. Let's not do that.
Well, wasn't that a game he was playing, though? Like, if the Bills had won those two games,
then
they would be the AFC
East champion. He was doing that. That's a fair point.
It's exactly what he was doing.
But I don't want to turn around and do that with every team on the schedule. Like, the Patriots played an easy schedule. And just because you can justify a bunch of teams magically turning into 9-8, like that's not a very hard schedule. You played a bunch of 9-8 teams in a best case scenario.
It's all the division winners, though.
Yeah, I mean, my God, I wouldn't do that.
I think they had the easiest schedule, but you could also argue. I think Buffalo might have had like the second easiest schedule or whatever.
Niners,
and you want more games than
Niners? Niners had an absurdly easy schedule.
Yeah.
Carl is in Boston. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey guys, great show. A couple of quick questions. Wanted to get your opinion on it, and then I'll hang up. One is, I've heard several, I guess, NFL pundits argue that the NFC is stronger than the AFC going into the postseason. My first question is, do you agree with that? And then my second question is, if the Patriots were to go all the way to the Super Bowl, what NFC team do you fear the most?
Okay,
so
my answer before the last couple of weeks would have been the Rams. I think it's changed.
So I also would have said the NFC is a lot better than the AFC a few weeks ago, but then we've seen enough shaky stuff from the NFC West teams, and then I'm still not sure what Eagles team you're going to get. So on balance, I'd say NFC is stronger than AFC. But I think it's fairly wide open. I mean, okay, the Seahawks are the favorite in the one seed, but I'm not picking them. So I don't think it's going to be them.
And then the Bears are the two. Do you believe in either of those teams?
I don't think either one of them is going to make it.
Me neither. So who would I fear the most in a potential Super Bowl matchup? My answer, actually, believe it or not, is Philly. Like, that's not, if Philly got there,
yeah, right. Philly that would means scare the three tough games.
That'd scare the crap out of me. So, I mean, I think my answer right now is Philly. And, yeah, the NFC, I guess, I think is stronger than the AFC. But I
but not by a lot.
No, the whole league is wide open.
This isn't one of those, like, early 90s years where you're like, hey, once the NFC determines their winner, they're going to destroy the AFC team.
Right.
It's not that.
No.
So, yeah, but to answer him, like, what team would I be the most worried about? I think you make a good case with Philly. I might still lean Rams. Those are the two teams that have the coach quarterback combo that has won a Super Bowl.
The shine has come off the Rams quite a bit, though, the last few weeks. I know they won yesterday.
Honestly, I would have said the Niners had they beaten Seattle on Saturday, but they scored 3 points. I know Seattle has a great defense.
Yeah, but that was
But I was like, good
atrocious.
Lord. So, like, now I can't pick them.
Hey, Brock Purdy's converted you. Won fantasy championship. You're a Brock Purdy convert now.
Brock Purdy's my guy. He was lights out in the semifinals, dominant in the championship game.
Yeah.
He deserves a lot of credit. He really does. He carried Josh Jacobs' ass.
It's a good victory. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls here coming up. We'll get back into the MVP debate, which isn't much of a debate in New England. It's also not much of a debate throughout the rest of the country, although I think the answers are very different. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The New England Patriots wrapped up their regular season with a 38-10 win over the Miami Dolphins at Gillette Stadium yesterday. Pats closed out the regular season with a record of 14-3 and the number 2 seed in the AFC. Up next, the Pats will face the Los Angeles Chargers in the wild card round of the playoffs on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. Tonight, the Boston Celtics look to make it 4 wins in a row when the Seas host the Chicago Bulls. Tip-off at the TD Garden is at 7:30. The Boston Bruins return to the ice tomorrow night to wrap up a 5-game road trip, looking to make it 3 wins in a row when the Bees will be in Seattle taking on the Kraken. And tonight on WEEI AM 850, you can hear the call of the FCS title game between Illinois State and Montana State. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock. Kickoff is at 7:30. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Drake May and Matt Stafford coming down to the wire for MVP. Neck and neck. Although the betting markets have fluctuated quite a bit over the last 2 weeks. May, after a 5-touchdown game against the Jets, who, by the way, Mitch Trubisky just threw for 4 against the Jets, did nose in front. Actually, was pretty handily, heavily, the betting favorite for MVP. That flipped, though, yesterday. Matt Stafford now, betting favorite to win MVP. And I would say beyond that, it just sounds like most of the talking heads, and that's not always going to carry anything. That's not who's voting on the award. But like Tom Brady, for instance, sounds like he wants to give it to Stafford as like a career achievement award as opposed to who's having the best season. And you can make a case Stafford's having a better season. I'm not saying that's a bad argument. I do think saying you owe one to Stafford for his career and Drake May, and this is specifically what Brady said.
Yeah.
Drake May still has a lot of time left in this league, so like he'll get one.
Yeah.
I think that's bad logic. If you want to make a case on Stafford's year versus May's year, go ahead. The legacy thing versus, oh, well, May has 15 more years in the league, he'll win one. I wouldn't go there with that.
I hate it. I think it's one of the worst arguments. As dumb as, you know, Dan Orlovsky's, how many touchdowns versus 11 win teams? Like, let's put that, let's make that a stat, right? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. But being like, oh, this guy has a chance to win more is so dumb. This happens actually in the Oscars, believe it or not, where they're like, oh, this guy's young, he'll be in more good movies. Well, what if he isn't? Or recognize whoever did the best. So I'm sorry that this like 60-year-old guy, right? You go more extreme in acting, but you'd be like, this guy's never won one. Let's give him one now, even though this isn't even his best movie. It's kind of a slap in the face to him. He should have won it, you know, 10 years ago. You didn't because you had like the same logic now. So just because Drake May should be in the mix many more years, you never know. And give it to the guy that deserves it. It should not be a lifetime achievement award. That's what the Hall of Fame's for. You can put Stafford in the Hall of Fame if you so choose. But Drake May, I think, did have the better season, and for a couple of reasons. I know he didn't have the passing touchdowns that Stafford had. So Stafford obviously is going to put you on the map with 46 passing touchdowns, led the league. That's very good. But he also does have a lot of stud receivers on his team, right? So if you're talking about what J.J. Watt said about the most valuable player, and like, you know, if you take Stafford off the team, or if you take Drake May off the team, or that kind of thing, like that does stand out. That stands out a little bit. The turnaround that Drake May's team has had, that helps. But if you're just talking about this individual season, the completion percentage is off the charts. What he's been able to do running, right? Stafford doesn't run at all. Well, so that's a big advantage for Drake May. I think if you add the yards and everything else.
I think that's the one thing that like the Orlovskys of the world either are missing or being like willfully ignorant on.
Stafford ran for, do you know how many yards he ran for this year?
Oh, two?
One.
He had 3 rushing yards then because it was negative going into the game.
He had a long of 6. He had 29 attempts for 1 yard.
Did he sneak it? He got a touchdown in there?
No.
Okay.
No. Drake May had 450 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, so I would add those yards to the passing total, and I would add the touchdowns to the passing total, and I would do that with Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, and I would do it with all these Mahomes. Yeah. I would always factor that in.
And another fun stat for you.
Either they're overlooking it or they're being willfully ignorant because, you know, Orlovsky is Matt Stafford's buddy and his former backup in Detroit or whatever. But, like, I think you have to add that into the mix. You have to.
There's another good stat. Dr. Jesse Morse on Twitter.
Okay.
He's a doctor, so obviously this is going to
check out.
You've
seen the degree, I'd assume.
I sure have.
Okay.
Since 2013. So a pretty good sample size.
Yep.
Since 2013, every single MVP has either been on the number one or number two seed in their respective conference. Drake May, of course, 2 seed in the AFC. Matthew Stafford, the 5 seed. Because I thought this is another one. Even going back 3-4 weeks ago where these two guys were kind of teetering back and forth. And even before Stafford had that really bad game against Atlanta, I was like, well, let's see what happens. And if the Rams are the number one seed and the Pats are the 2, yeah, you probably do have to give it to Stafford. But now the Rams not only are not the one seed, they don't win their division. They're the five seed. They're on the road this week. Like, I think that's a great tiebreaker because the only position that we assign win losses to is the quarterback. And so if Drake May had more wins, isn't that even more important?
Yes. And look, I mean, the Patriots have played a way easier schedule than Stafford. That's true. Stafford has more help than May. I think that's also true. So we can run around in circles on this.
Yeah.
I'd give it to May. You would as well. Who do you think actually wins the award?
Oh, Stafford wins it. And it's probably not even going to be that close. So as much as I think it should be Drake May, I think there are too many of the Tom Brady Lifetime Achievement Award people. And then there are also probably too many of the, oh, who had the most touchdowns? Like, who had, like, let me just see, like, the raw stats, just, like, yards and touchdowns. Oh, that's for Stafford. I'll go with him. So I think it'll be him. And there's also that combination of Lifetime Achievement Award for one versus
so young.
The start of the career for another.
The only time, I'll dabble, like, last year, I would have dabbled in, I thought they owed Josh Allen one. But it was never, oh, well, Lamar's young and he'll have an opportunity to win another one. Like, some of it might have been fatigue for me with Lamar, which I guess isn't fair to Lamar. And some of it is Allen was so much better the year before, I thought, and Lamar won it. So, like, I'll dabble in that. But what Brady's doing, like, Stafford's had a great career. Not even year. And he has had a great year. But what Brady said is he's had a great career and May has a long career in front of him. That's nonsense.
You know what's
crazy,
too?
Like, that's so stupid. But I think a lot of people are going to vote that way. I'm with you. I bet Stafford wins it. That would not be my vote. That's not what I would pick. I don't think it's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like egregious or like a travesty, but
it's close.
It's not how I would vote.
Those should be the only two guys that get votes.
But I think he wins it, yeah.
Although I think they may have changed it, right? Do they do a top three? I forget. I think they've changed because for years it was you vote for one person. Yep. Now I think it's more. So there'll be other guys that get votes. Here's another fun stat. Now, again, touchdowns are touchdowns, right? But did you see how many 1 yard touchdown passes Stafford has this year?
Was it like 12 or 13? 13. Something like that?
Yeah. That's why.
That's crazy.
That's a ton of, I mean,
I think that's the most all time
for a single season.
It
for
is
a single
yeah.
season. Yeah.
Yeah. The previous record was 11 by Aaron Rodgers in 2020.
I think all of Devontae Adams' touchdowns were 1 yarders this year. I think I'd have to go back and look at the game log, but I think it's something like that.
Kyron Williams is like, hey, coach, maybe we can toss it in there. Hey, John Voight from Varsity Blues, you think we can run one in? He's like, no.
Do you think so? Twitch chat is saying this, rather be golfing. Drake lost it yesterday. You think Drake played poorly enough to lose the MVP yesterday?
Oh, not at all.
Stafford played poorly enough to lose it against the Falcons.
That's when I thought, okay, it's wide open now and he's got a chance.
Do you think May played poorly?
Oh, not at all.
I don't think it was like his best game. I don't think he played poorly. I just think
they handed
off all day.
They didn't do the if Vrabel decided to, he probably could have thrown five touchdowns instead of run them all.
Stafford was throwing pick sixes and interceptions left and right. Like, Stafford was abysmal against the Falcons, and it was a borderline meaningless game for both the Patriots and the Rams yesterday. They both had to win to secure seeding. The Pats, the 2 seed, and the 1 seed was technically still in play, though probably not the way the Chargers were approaching that game against Denver. And then the Rams needed to win to secure the 5 seed.
Right.
So there was seeding at play, but it wasn't a significant game. So to me, I'd largely throw out yesterday, or I wouldn't throw it out in the total volume of the numbers, but I would look at it and say, if I felt like May was the favorite going into yesterday, nothing would have changed my mind, and I felt like he should have been.
I think it was that Monday night game against Atlanta where he threw 3 picks and lost to a team that's not in the playoffs. I think that was it because it was pretty neck and neck, and he was the favorite going into that one. And then I think yesterday was kind of a wash. Now you'd be like, oh, well, he threw 4 touchdowns. It's like, right. He threw a couple of those 1 yard touchdowns. They played the Arizona Cardinals. I know the Patriots weren't playing a great team either, but we're not really. I wasn't talking about the stats. I don't think it was a stat breaker. It was just you didn't want one guy to like collapse. And he got, the most important thing is he got another win. He got 14 wins. That was tied for the most in the NFL this year.
So I would factor that in. I, by the way, look at Drake May. I don't think game manager. I think playmaker is what I think.
Oh, yeah. Darts and scampers.
But don't tell that to our guy, Cam Newton.
Oh, my God.
This was Cam on his 4th and 1 podcast.
When we're talking about the descriptions of Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Drake May is well and capable, has all the upside and skill set. But last year, under his player's status, a head coach was fired. That's not to say, oh, man, you can't say that. That wasn't all Drake May. He was a young quarterback. But does Gerard Mayo have a job right now?
No, he's out of a job.
Offensive coordinator was Alex Van Pelt. Is he an offensive coordinator anywhere in this league?
Not a coordinator.
Thank you. Now insert Mike Vrabel. Now insert a dynamic play caller in Josh McDaniels. The system is right. So I can't just sit up here and say Drake May is a game changer right now because we've only had 1 season of dynamic play.
Well, damn!
You only really had one.
Brother, let's not go there.
You wasn't even like that. Insert the GIF of Cam Newton in a Super Bowl.
I understand that, and they will not understand this. What I'm telling you is the truth. The person that's delivering the truth, you may not like. But guess what? Make sure you like, share, comment. Most of all, make sure you subscribe for more content. But to answer your question, Drake May is a game manager.
Ooh.
So he knows that that's like a real insult. Like that's like the biggest insult you can say about a quarterback. But what Drake May does is really the opposite of the game manager. Right? Game managers don't run and they don't throw the deep ball.
He completed 72% of his passes and a yards per attempt of 8.889, whatever it was. Something crazy like that.
Yeah. Oh, his average yards were more than everybody in the league, I believe. Definitely more than Stafford.
He led the league in completion percentage and yards per attempt.
Yeah.
That's so he's not a game manager.
So it's a high completion percentage far down the field.
And he scoots.
Yeah.
Usually game managers like, just get down, right? Just live for the next one. Find the open guy. You don't have it there. We'll punt, right? We'll kick a field goal. That's what we do for a game manager. So he's not that. He just knows that's sort of like a trigger word or term for quarterbacks. But yeah, between Cam Newton and Dan Orlovsky, it's very odd. It seems like it's very personal. And I guess with Orlovsky it is because he's best friends with Stafford. But like for
and
them,
wanted Drake May to sit for 2 years.
He also hated Drake May, the prospect. That's
you
true.
Couldn't have paid him all the money in the world to play Drake May, who now should win the MVP in year two. Yeah, but it is weird. Like two former quarterbacks, the way they talk about Drake May is bizarre. Because it's like, what did Drake May ever do to them? He grew up loving Cam Newton. I don't know what his relationship with Orlovsky. Probably nothing. But really, really odd trying to like knock this guy down.
I'll tell you what though, Cam, bad take. But it pops with the music. Like that.
The music.
That,
helps.
I mean, that helps that take along a lot. Like, I disagree with him.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a good take. And yet, I can't totally hate it because the music is popping.
Make sure you like, share, comment. Most of all, make sure you subscribe.
It sounds like a skit on a CD.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that strengthens it.
Not to give Nick and Billy more work, but maybe at the end of the week, we have Jones's take of the week. And we take a regular take from Monday, Tuesday, and then
punch
we
it up a little bit.
Spice it up with a little bit of music.
I like that. This is a good idea.
It's going to be kind of a dull take, though. Yeah, so we jazz it up with the music.
He's like, guys, I like the pass against the Chargers this weekend.
This drug may have a job.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
Something
good
to do.
Yeah.
But that's another one that's odd.
See, we're ideas men is what we are.
That's all.
Show. That's what we are. I mean, I guess taking and stealing that idea. We did get a text earlier in the show, Keith. We should have thought of this. We should have had glitter guns today that we survived another New Year.
We made it to 2026.
We should have done that. I thought they were going to say glitter guns for the Patriots making the playoffs.
It's anticlimactic because they didn't win and clinch, right? It was sort of like a wait.
It's true.
Although they won the playoffs, but the division we had to wait around for.
We had to sit around and wait. Yeah. That's true. But glitter guns for being back. New Year, new us.
Not a bad idea.
Here on Jones and Keith. Dan's in Brockton. Hello, Dan.
Hey, give me 20 seconds. You're going to be amazed by this.
Hang on. You want to put him on the clock? Hang on, Dan.
Yeah, we'll give you 20 seconds.
If we could get you on the clock here, Nick.
I said to my wife last night.
All right, go ahead. All right, here we go. Let's punch it up.
All set?
You are ready. Yeah.
You're running out of time.
You're eating into it.
Okay, so the 1974-75 NHL season, Bobby Orr led the league in scoring. He had 19 more goals than the guy who got the award. The Lester Patrick Award, voted by the players, went to Bobby Orr. Mm. He's the only defenseman ever to lead the league in scoring, and he did it twice. And so anyways, he had 46 goals. Clark had 27.
Sorry, you're out of time there, Dan.
So you say,
they call it the Hart Trophy is what they call that.
So basically,
the NHL,
is he saying if May doesn't win, it would be akin to Bobby Orr?
I think not akin. Probably not worse.
Not worse.
But akin.
Second.
Yeah.
It'd be akin.
Yeah, it'd be on a Mount Rushmore, if you would. Of the worst MVP
emotions. I was wondering where he was going with it. I didn't know if it was like a year that maybe Brady should have won or somewhere else. Because I saw he was upset about an old MVP race.
Where I assumed it was going. But no, it was about Bobby Orr.
No, this one wouldn't be the most egregious. I just think I would vote for Drake May. Some years there's two really, really deserving candidates.
Stafford has a good case. And
so what does Stafford have? Stafford has yards and touchdowns. And
not total yards, but passing yards.
Thank you. Passing yards, touchdowns, and you would argue a tougher schedule.
Rating?
No.
He does not.
Drake May has the better rating, better completion percentage, more total yards, way more rushing yards, more rushing touchdowns, and more wins.
Better record.
That's what I'm saying, wins. Or yeah. Record wins, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, again, he had an easier schedule, but Stafford has more help. No, look.
There's a good back and forth.
It would not be egregious.
No.
It would not be my pick, but it wouldn't be egregious.
Do you think it'll be close? Because I think there's, 50 voters. Like, how many do you think will go Stafford first?
I think most people who think May should win the MVP are in New England.
Two votes.
That's what I think. And then I think the rest of the country's like, yeah, it's Stafford. And it might be faulty logic, and it might be because they owe him one, or May has his whole career in front of him, or whatever. But, yeah, I think the people who think May should win is in New England. I think that'd be my answer.
They jealous of us.
Yeah.
It would make it an even juicier Super Bowl, like if it ended up being those two head-to-head. That's what we want.
Well,
Pats Rams.
That's what.
Can't think of any other matchup.
David Andrews was rooting for a long time. He wants David Stafford Andrews to get the MVP because, yeah. Well, he doesn't want Drake May to get the MVP because when he played with Brady and he was the MVP.
Good point.
No Super Bowl.
Although a couple of years later, Mahomes did both. So
yeah, well,
I get it.
I'm just telling you what David Andrews said.
So that could be a big jinx.
Yeah, it could be.
So if Stafford
wins. It wasn't
wins,
for Mahomes, to your point, but it could be.
So if Stafford wins and then the Rams lose in the first round, then Andrews is going to have something to talk
about.
On
to something.
Yep.
617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls here coming up. We'll also get back into Mike Vrabel discussing Stephon Diggs and Christian Barmore. Their weeks a week ago not distracting the Patriots on the field, at least not against the Dolphins.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
That's next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to Vrabel on Steph Diggs and Christian Barmore. Not disappointed, which is interesting. He was asked about that this morning on the Greg Hill Show. A couple of items, though. This one has popped up over the last couple of weeks because the Patriots have played both of their games, oddly enough, on Fox.
Yes.
AFC East divisional games on Fox. George in Framingham wants to discuss. Go ahead, George.
Well, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
I'm one of those unfortunate people that have Verizon as my carrier. So as hundreds of thousands of people across New England have been shut out of watching the Patriots the last two games, because for some reason the traditional AFC rivalries that are usually on CBS have now switched to Fox. So if the this continues into the playoffs, all the people that have Verizon as a carrier are not going to be able to watch the Patriots.
Well,
and
George,
the worst
not,
part
George,
is
not,
I'm relegated
George,
to listening.
On. George,
to
not
guys.
Through. George, not through.
Hold on, he's about to say something here.
Yeah, okay,
go
for it.
Yeah, I said the worst part is having to listen to the guys in the station further down on the dial there. Can you imagine listening to Soucy and Zolak for 3.5 hours? Twice in a row. I'm epileptic at this point.
You
got to do something about it. I think if you guys get the words out, the pressure will mount, and the parent company of Fox, which is Cox, believe it or not, is going to eventually cave.
Okay.
So,
well, look, I did see the survey was not very kind to that radio broadcast. They did not check in very well there.
No.
With some not friendly comments. So I did see that. Sure. But look, all these broadcast disputes, and if you have, like, it's not just about Verizon. If you have YouTube TV, you don't get NESN, I think, right now.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different
if
ones.
If you have Fubo TV, you don't get NBC Sports Boston. If you have Verizon Fios, you don't get Fox right now. But, like, there's a pretty simple solution for that one. Billy, what did you do to watch the Patriots this weekend without broadcast Fox? What did you do?
I listened on an app.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay. You didn't? I thought you were the one who told me to get an antenna.
Oh, yeah. You can use the antenna. I didn't have mine hooked up.
So that's what I did.
Mine wasn't hooked up.
I think I told him.
The funny thing
that.
Is, like, I saw that it was Fox. I'm like, ugh. Like, I hate Fox broadcast anyway because I just think of garbage NFC football when I think of Fox football.
I hooked up the antenna.
It worked?
Works.
Yeah, it worked fine. Look yes. Yeah. Now, maybe it depends on where you live and where, you know, what you're blocked by and things like that. That might not come in crystal clear everywhere. I put up
but
an antenna.
Either way, like, a station like Fox will come in pretty clear on
yeah.
it.
Guys, okay, so you're living your best life.
Your grits and your laughs
yeah,
may yeah. not come
I was surprised at how many things come in on the antenna.
You probably got about 25
what'd
channels
you say?
On there.
Grit?
I said your grits and your laughs
yeah.
may not come in that well.
There was a lot of other channels I was just unaware
what
of.
Your 4.2s and your 5.5s.
I didn't know those things
I think
existed.
These are some illegal channels. No. I think that's what he's trying to do.
No, I don't think so.
No, but for like your 4, 5, 7, 10 Foxes, like those come in really well on an HD
yeah.
antenna.
That's where I live for.
Okay.
Decades.
So get the antenna.
So this weekend,
don't
subject yourself to the radio broadcast. Get the antenna
That's
is what
true.
I would suggest to George.
Yeah. This weekend, NBC and Peacock. So if you have NBC on your cable or if you subscribe to Peacock, you can watch the game.
No, that's the worst thing about like the splintering of all of these different apps and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
It's like now wherever you want, not everybody's watching the same thing.
Well,
even like
weekend,
even like live sporting events, not everybody can watch all the same things.
Well,
which
one of the playoff games is on Prime.
Thank you.
Correct.
So that's one you should have. Everybody should have Amazon Prime.
I know, but there's one CBS game, there's one NBC game, there's two Fox games, there's an ESPN ABC game, and a Prime game. And of course, you know, Christmas, there's the Netflix thing. Like, go through that whole thing. People are just looking
for
that.
Well, that was, wait,
there's
that was
two
Netflix
and a Prime.
Two Netflix and a Prime. So that's, I mean, it's a nightmare. I mean, the whole thing, I agree,
it's
is a
freaking
nightmare.
Then I feel like they mixed in like an NFL Network game, too.
Probably.
It was like a Saturday game. I'm
that
like, where the hell
right.
is this? And it's like, oh, NFL Network now.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it was Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
Even worse.
I was like, come on.
That's not even about where it's broadcast. Right. That's about who's broadcasting. We can't not take Grandpa Russell. Hello, Grandpa Russell.
Oh, Grandpa Russell.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, guys?
Pretty great. Thanks for checking in.
I'm hurtling down. Yeah, I'm hurtling down 495 at about 75 plus, bobbing and weaving tractor trailers.
Be careful.
I feel very football-y right now.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I spent some time with a spreadsheet looking at all the wins and losses. Some of them surprising, some of them not so surprising.
Right.
And looking at the Patriots versus some of the other leaders, because I was stationed out on the West Coast for a while, so I like a lot of those teams, I think there's going to be something happening in the playoffs and the Super Bowl this year
okay.
that we can't gauge.
Like what?
And
sure.
it's going to be the relationships between the coaches and the players and the players.
Okay.
All right, do you have like
and
a final conclusion there?
Who do you think's got good chemistry
yeah.
and versus poor?
Who do you like?
Yeah.
Good chemistry?
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are
sure.
good. I think the Chargers are good. I think
well, something's
going to
give.
Chemistry bowl. On Sunday night. Uh-oh.
I thought he had maybe something going on there. I thought he had like...
Something is up in the ocean right now.
He had to crunch the numbers.
Yeah.
He had spreadsheets on spreadsheets.
Yeah.
He's driving like a maniac out there at 495.
Well, it's at 75.
He's yeah, but bobbing and weaving.
75's fine, but bobbing and weaving between tractor trailers.
Yeah, well, that's dangerous.
That's like a Final Destination thing waiting to happen, so I don't like that, but
I thought he was going to say, based on all of this, it's going to be something else, and it's going to lead to this. So the two teams he likes the most face off this weekend.
You're like, damn yeah, it.
Well,
all this research.
Son of a.
He sounded like
back
a young,
to the lab.
He sounded like a young grandpa. Like
he
a,
did.
Like a Philip Rivers kind of grandpa. So,
yeah. Oh,
like.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens out there.
Might be an in-demo grandpa. You never know. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to the Patriots turnaround from a year ago. Who deserves the most credit for that? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.